Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. This is episode 687, and it's going to be my last episode for a while, if not forever, on this podcast. I have spent many, many years, maybe 6 years at this point, making episodes and sharing ideas and insights and support for parents of various ages of children and various challenges that families typically experience. And I have loved it. I've loved every minute of it. It has been a true labor of love for me. But I decided to take some time off from recording episodes to gain some perspective about what I wanted to do moving forward. And what I've come to over the past 4 months that I have been on a bit of a hiatus or a sabbatical is that I feel that this podcast has come to its completion. I feel like I've shared so much of what I wanted to share over these years and over these almost 700 episodes. And this is kind of happening at the same time that my work is getting busier. I am working with more families than I've ever worked with in my entire career, actually. Even going back to my days as a therapist before I went back to school and got certified as a parent coach. Even going back to my early days working as a therapist full-time, I work with far more families now than I even did back then. And that was a full-time job. Now, of course, back then it was about driving from home to home to home because I worked in the homes with the families. And so the driving alone contributed to part of it being a full-time job. And now the families that I work with are all over Zoom, which was happening a lot before COVID and now is 100% post-COVID. So I don't have any commuting costs involved with my work now, or I mean not commuting costs, commuting time involved with my work now. It's nothing more than sending an email with a Zoom link. But I am working with tons of families, and I am loving it. I am so happy doing what I'm doing. I hope that if you've been with me for all of these years, that you've found tremendous value in the different things that I've shared, the people that I've interviewed, the experiences that I've opened up about my own family and my own parenting. I hope you've found a lot of support and a lot of value in your parenting. Or maybe you've shared it with someone else you know and they've gotten support. That idea alone makes me delighted and is the main reason why I did these almost 700 episodes. But now I think life is calling me to do something a little bit different. Well, not exactly different, just do something a little bit more, which is work directly with families. I realized as I took these few months off that I'm kind of finding myself right exactly, after a long and winding journey, I'm finding myself exactly where I dreamt of being when I was 11 years old. When I was 11 years old, I knew that I wanted to work with parents and families. I knew, I was aware from looking around at other people, other peers, other classmates, I knew that I was having a much different experience of childhood than some of the people around me, a much more positive and nurturing experience of childhood. And I committed then and there, when I was 11, to spending the rest of my life trying to help create the conditions for other kids to experience a wonderful childhood like I had. And, you know, this podcast is part of my life's efforts at trying to realize my promise that I made when I was 11 years old. But now time and circumstances are calling me to give of myself and commit to that promise in a more direct way, working with families. So if you're hearing this and you've gotten a lot of value out of my podcast, or you're struggling and you're not quite sure what to do and how to overcome some challenges that you're experiencing in your family, please reach out to me. I would love to talk to you. I would love to work with you. I would love to coach you. This is where I'm putting my time and my effort and my attention now, in addition to the time and effort attention I'm putting continuously into my own family and my own self, trying to take care of myself, doing the things that I've always talked about, self-care, trying to hack my sleep and making it as healthy as it can be, and eating right and exercising and taking care of myself, doing things I enjoy, spending time with my loved ones, reducing my stress. So in addition to all those self-care things and being there for my kids still, even though they are, 16, 18, and 20? Even in addition to where they are in life, I am still trying to show up and give them my full love and attention and dedication as their mom. But after all that is said and done, when I have my attention focused on my work activities, I really just want to coach parents. That's what I know deep in my heart. So, thank you for being with me all these years. Thanks for listening to all these episodes if you have. And if you still need support, please reach out to me, because I am here to serve. That's what I want to do, and that's what I'm going to keep doing for as long as I'm able. You can reach out to me at my email, Erin, E-R-I-N, at Erin, Erin-Taylor, TAYLOR.com. I would love to hear from you. That wraps up this episode and maybe this podcast. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a fantastic day for yourself and a fantastic life. Thank you. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to Erin at erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.